I've got Mike Leach, Syngenta Agronomy Service Manager, here with me today. Mike oversees states in the Western Midwest, which were obviously severely impacted by weather this spring. Mike, it's been an exceptionally difficult year. Tell us about the weed pressure that you're seeing.
We're seeing really high weed pressure this year, and it's showing up in escape weeds now. Late summer, as we look towards fall, we're seeing a lot of amaranthus or water hemp product weeds that are popping up in the soybean fields and showing up late in the season, some standing as high as 5 to 8 feet tall.
Yeah, absolutely. And if they're that tall, think of the seeds that they're producing.
Oh, they're producing millions and millions of seed on a per acre basis that just causes headaches for future.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we're thinking about harvest, what do we need to do to help with the weed management for next year?
Well, there's several herbicides that can be used, but Gramoxone 2.0 or SL 2.0 is a herbicide that offers very quick dry down or activity on both the soybean crop as well as the weeds. It dries the leaves down and makes harvest a little more efficient. You're not going to kill the weeds, and you're probably not going to inhibit a lot of weed seed going into the seed bank, but it does make harvest more efficient.
Gotcha. Okay, so after we get that crop harvested, watch for that next flush of weeds yet this fall, right?
Absolutely, and I'm not a big proponent of fall tillage, but tillage is a tool that could be utilized and does get utilized quite a bit. But also, there's a lot of different options for fall application of herbicides to limit the amount of weeds that germinate yet this fall, especially mare's tail that can be extremely bothersome next year.
That was Mike Leach with Syngenta with insights about how to manage weeds this fall. Always read and follow label instructions. Gramoxone SL 2.0 is a restricted use pesticide.